to some other cluster, I will raise my question now. But one is concerning the national preventive mechanism. So you mentioned that, and if I'm not mistaken, it's quite recent that this the country has ratified the OPAC and OPCAT and set up a national preventive mechanism with the three institutions that you mentioned. And if I understand well, the Ombudsman for Children is conducting visit in institutions for children. I wanted to make sure that the Ombudsman has the mandate to visit any kind of place where children are deprived of liberty. Does it include police station, psychiatric institution, places where migrant children could be detained, and many other places, also institutions that are sometimes very close to deprivation of liberty? What kind of training do the people who conduct those visits have? Because we know that visiting a place where children are deprived of liberty has to be done in a very specific manner. And so do they have a very specific training? Who is training them? What is the profile of the person who are visiting those places? And of course, were there complaints, and what kind of complaint have been raised, and how did you address them? And then my second question is mainly to come back on the issue of those baby boxes. I heard the system, but what is done to try to prevent and avoid that mothers are in situation where they think that the only solution is to abandon their children? And do you have something in place to address the root causes of abandonment at birth? Thank you.
Valina, I'll give you the floor again. And just so that you all know, you're not going to answer these questions now, so please keep a record of them. But tomorrow you can answer them in addition to the other questions. So briefly from Valina, and then I'm going to the second round of questions.
Very, very sorry, Chair. Very